Hello, this is Janet Meshagan Watson for Voice of the Last Days Ministry, and this is your wake-up call. The Lord is doing a great thing in the earth. Well, I have a confession to make. Actually, I've mentioned this before in ministering. When I was a young girl, I used to play the accordion. Yes, I still have an accordion. But what I would do a lot of the times is I would sit on the side of the bed and play the accordion, and I would play sad songs, and I would just cry and cry and cry and cry and cry. What was I crying over? All the angst in my life. I had a good life. I have a good life, good parents. But just the sorrow inside of me, they say it's part of being a young person or adolescence or growing up. But you know what? I think it's a part of being a human being. I know it is. But you know what? I don't sit on the side of the bed anymore and play my accordion and play sad songs and cry and cry and cry and cry. Because you know what? Those moments are very, to use a word that's often misused, soulish. But in this instance, I say that because it's just appealing to your own senses and your own maybe self-pity or whatever you're feeling about your own dismay and angst in your life. It brings no glory to God. It's all about you when you're doing that kind of thing. I came by here today to tell you, you need to put down your symbolic accordion and you need to get a new song in your life. Oh, I tell this to Janet every day. That's me. That I'm not going to be moved by what I see. I'm going to be moved by what God has said. And anything that tries to exalt itself against the word of God in my life will be cast down by that same word. So you don't wait till the battle's over. You shout now. You don't wait till you see the victory. You sing the song of victory now. And that's what I want to talk to you today about for a few minutes is a new song. Oh my. Have you ever been in this place? Psalm 77:6, the psalmist says, I call to remembrance my song in the night. I meditate within my heart, and my spirit makes diligent search. And he goes on to say that he feels like he's been cast off by the Lord, and how long is his anguish going to last? But let me read this to you in the New Living Translation, and I'll start with verse 5 of Psalm 77. He says, I think of the good old days, long since ended, when my nights were filled with joyful songs. I search my soul and think about the difference now. Has the Lord rejected me forever? Will he never again show me favor? Is his unfailing love gone forever? Have his promises permanently failed? Has God forgotten to be kind? Has he slammed the door on his compassion? And I said, this is my fate, that the blessings of the Most High have changed to hatred. I recall all you have done, O Lord. I remember your wonderful deeds of long ago. They are constantly in my thoughts. I cannot stop thinking about them. This is often the human tendency. We think of the good old days. Days when times were better. And so we nurse our hurt. And we cry within. And we go further and further down into that cesspool of self-pity, which eventually becomes self-loathing and a sense of despair. God doesn't want us to be there. Oh, I like what Psalm 40 verse 1 says. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my steps. Listen to verse 3. He has put a new song in my mouth. Praise to our God. Many will see it in fear and will trust in the Lord. He's not saying that he didn't go through stuff. He did, but the Lord brought him out. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's why now we can sing the psalm before we see our feet taken out of the miry clay of our circumstances. Because your feet have already been put in a stance of victory through Jesus Christ. So you can sing that new song now. You know, it's not a song that you can make up in your own heart, but you allow the Lord, through His Holy Spirit flowing in you, to bring about this newness of life and a new song in your heart. Psalm 98:1 says, Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained him the victory. The Lord has made known his salvation. His righteousness he has revealed in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his mercy and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth in song. Rejoice and sing praises. Sing to the Lord with the harp and with the sound of a psalm, with trumpets, with the sound of a horn. Shout joyfully before the Lord, the King. Oh, sing that song. Shout before the Lord. Psalm 137:1. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hung our harps upon the willows in the midst of it. For there those who carried us away captive asked for a song, and those who plundered us requested mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? Now, how does this apply? Here it's saying that we were in the midst of captivity, and our captors asked to hear a song. It says, how can we sing a song of joy when we're being held captive? And the putting the harps on the willows was a sign of mourning and sorrow. Well, I'm going to tell you something. This world may not be our home. We may just be passing through, but we can rejoice now because Jesus said, in this world you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. I have overcome this tribulation. I have overcome your circumstances. So we don't have to see it to know it. And if we know it, we can sing it in our heart by way of the Holy Spirit. Isaiah 42:10 says, sing to the Lord a new song and his praise from the ends of the earth. You who go down to the sea and all that is in it, you coastlands and you inhabitants of them, let the wilderness and its cities lift up their voice, the villages that Kedar inhabits. Let the inhabitants of Selah sing. Let them shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory to the Lord and declare his praise in the coastlands. The Lord shall go forth like a mighty man. He shall stir up his zeal like a man of war. He shall cry out, yes, shout aloud. He shall prevail against his enemies. Oh, that's why we can sing to the Lord a new song. But you say, I don't see it. I don't know it. Well, 1 Corinthians 2:9 says, but as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. Well, it doesn't stop there. He's quoting from Isaiah there. But it goes on to say in verse 10, but God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. Well, now I sound a little bit excited, you know. Why? Because I am. Because we don't have to wait for these things to be actually seen in the flesh to know that they have been done in the Spirit. What our eye has not seen, what we have not heard in the flesh, has been revealed by the Holy Spirit that is in us. You can have a new song today. You can have a song of victory today because Christ has already overcome and you are in Christ and all things have been put under his feet and circumstances will have to conform to the word of the Lord. Don't you want that today? Aren't you tired of singing that somebody done somebody wrong song? It's not what God wants for you. It doesn't bring glory to him, and it certainly doesn't bring joy to you. Well, let's pray about this, that the new song will be made manifest in your life as you submit your circumstances to Jesus Christ. Let's pray about this. Father, I thank you that in the midst of the night, you can give us a song. A song of victory in the midst of the battle. Lord, a song of health when our body hurts. A song of prosperity when our bank account is empty. And Lord, a song of we shall overcome when we are yet seem to be in bondage, knowing that you have broken the chains and you will bring us out. I thank you that you have yourself rebuked and exiled the devourer from our lives so that only your word is manifest in and through us. It is in Jesus' name and his authority and under his blood that we pray. And everybody said, amen. Well, in eternity, we're going to sing a new song. So why don't you get started today? I tell you one you can begin with. Yes, Jesus loves me. I'm praying for you.